You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Back on another Friday.
You don't want to turn your phone volume down so it doesn't echo.
How do I do it?
Oh my God, what do you mean? You just turn the volume down, bro.
No, watch party. You see, go down to it.
Okay, scroll down.
How y'all doing out there? Thank y'all for tapping in.
We're start here. We're live. It's
Hugh,
another wonderful
my main man, Hugh Chambers.
What's going on? Home
in the building, C to the banks.
It's me.
Here. He on time today.
He is on time.
We running a little bit behind schedule, but we here.
I don't know if my mic is on, though.
248-809-5004 if y'all ain't doing nothing.
There it is. There she goes.
Questions of the day. So we're going to start this thing off with what y'all think about this Pop Smoke thing?
Rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
I know nothing of it.
Okay, how they say it is, what they saying is putting your name, putting your addy, as Gilly the Kid said, putting your addy on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat, putting your address on everything, putting your location, basically. Yeah. A lot of people putting their locations in, that has clout or some type of status. What do you think about that? What is
he made? A
I mean,
mistake.
He really did. He really did. And
he was killed because of this.
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
So that's a
series.
Wow.
She
fucking
in.
Up our show.
She tapped in on her own.
She tapped inwardly.
Get
closer to the mic. Hugh.
He was trying to just stunt and ball and show I'm living. Amiri is sending packages to my house.
Oh, who?
Amiri's was sending packages to the house.
Those pants are $2,000.
And you know that was Real Housewives of what was that, Los Angeles? That was one of their homes, the Real Housewives of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So he was just taking a picture of the Amiri tag, like, look. Mm-hmm. But if you zoom in, if you a vulture and you just want to zoom in, or even if you just a super fan, like, oh, my God, I love Pop Smoke so much. I want to go see him.
Mm-hmm.
His address is right at the bottom of the car.
That's crazy.
2033.
You seen it? When you looked on there, it was 2021.
I seen it.
You serious?
33.
Wow.
I know the address. I'm going to play it in
And it's crazy because, like, not a lot of people would think to, like, you know, further.
I'm talking about the exact street.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It didn't just say 2033. It said 2033 something something drive.
Wow.
Hollywood Hills.
Wow.
With the zip code.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, all you gotta do is type that in your GPS, literally.
Right.
And then his friend even posted the same thing in his story, and they were together.
Yeah.
And his the same address. They're like, oh, wait. So the address is on his and on yours?
Yeah.
Oh, we finna go get him. It happened like 3 hours later.
And it's almost like a symptom. Terrible. It's like it's almost kind of like a symptom of the digital age. I mean, it's so easy to gain access to all of this information
like you
now.
You never was able to look in the 90s.
No.
2020. In 1999, you would never look up Whitney Houston's.
No.
Well, I mean, like, you probably could.
I mean, you could.
You could,
but it was harder.
Right,
yes, it would take so much longer.
wait, I'm right here. I'm 30 minutes away from this address.
Yeah. Well, and that's, there's a lot of people that, there's like one of the, like if you listen to like really hardcore, like computer security folks, one of the things they always say is when you take a, like when you take a photo with your phone, never post the photo like that. Always crop it a little bit because just that simple cropping gets rid of a lot of the EXIF information that's embedded in the phone or embedded in the picture. And one of the things that's embedded in the picture is, if you're not careful, is your exact GPS location.
Wow. Mm.
And so
what was that you called it again? The GIF?
EXIF. EXIF. Information. Yep.
Okay.
And so, you know, like one of the things that, you know, so they say just even that little, like even cropping it, like just the smallest
just
bit nukes that and gets rid of it. And then you can post, because like one of the, like they've, there's been cases where stalkers have just combed people's Facebook pages, even like they're like celebrities, their public fan pages.
Yeah.
And that information was just embedded in some of those photos.
Exactly.
You know, and oh, hey, you took a picture sitting by your pool. Mm-hmm. Great. I got your GPS location. I can find you.
I'm finna pull up.
Yeah. I know. I like this is an example. I was looking for sternum tattoos. This was like 3 years ago. This is forever ago. And I found one, pulled it off of Google Images, saved it to my phone, and it told me exactly where this person it told me exactly where this person took this photo. I was like, oh my God, like I hope she knows this.
Yeah. The other day I went into a shoe store. I was looking at some shoes. I wanted to purchase the shoes. I end up purchasing the shoes. When I got back home, that exact shoe was on my timeline for the next 2 days.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So it's all, is that like an algorithm?
I mean, the exact same shoe, though.
Well, no, so that's so there's a lot of that. So,
now
I mean,
it's just on my timeline.
So there's a lot of there's a lot of different stuff that goes into that. Mm-hmm. So like you know, like you should never walk around with Bluetooth enabled on your phone. Because there's a lot of places, I mean, it's real easy for places to like grab information off your phone. Cause I mean, the problem with, and it's not just phones, it's, you know, the internet in general. The biggest issue with the internet is that it was designed to be open. I mean, it was designed by geeks at colleges that wanted to share papers.
Yeah.
That's all it was ever designed. That was the initial design. So like, when you hear these base protocols like TCP/IP or an IP address, that kind of stuff, there's no security built into those natively because it was designed to be an open platform for people to swap and share stuff
socially.
And so all this stuff like shopping and you know, buying stuff, like that's, those are all add-ons that have been hastily slapped on top of shit.
Using this.
And even cookies. And the concept of cookies, you know, being able to have access to all of the data that you like, the data that you share, you know, even the stuff that you search. And it's
so even if like if you're not familiar with it, like you can enable what's called a nofollow setting in your browser. Because like if you're on a website and then you go to another website, that website that you're going to will get all of the information that you were just doing on that earlier website, unless you have that no follow setting enabled,
right?
And that way, you know, the information won't follow you from web, from site to site and that kind of stuff. So I mean, it's there's a lot of stuff out there that people just don't think about. Like the one I love is really, oh, you know, Alexa's and the Google Home stuff. Like those aren't listening to you all the time. I'm like,
they are.
I'm like, here's the thing: if they're not listening to you all the time, then how do they know when you say the wake word?
Right.
Like, how does Alexa, if Alexa's not recording you all the time, how does it know when you say Alexa?
Or even computer.
Yeah.
She got to wake up. That's what wakes, I mean, she's there the whole time listening to your every move.
Yeah.
She's she almost knows you. She knows you. Not only does she, like, if you say Alexa, my favorite song,
Alexa,
she's going to play your favorite song.
Yeah.
She already has that program, the song that you play the most on your phone, already programmed into her Google
Alexa,
search.
Alexa, who was at my house while I wasn't here with
She's going to tell you.
You need to stop.
Well, so that, do that. Like, look up, go Alexa, to Google Maps.
That is something that I can show you.
Yeah, go to
Alex.
Or even
watch as I take over the TV and play back the surveillance video.
Of her getting
But no, like, go to Google and take a look at your location history.
The mailman.
Yes.
The milkman.
Yes. And even, I mean, like, it's kind of a double-edged sword because on one hand, it's super helpful for, you know, even people with dementia who need help remembering things. But on the other hand, it's like, oh, my God.
Somebody
why does
come here and try to kill me.
This, yeah, or this program well, no, like, knows stuff like, so much about
stuff like that's
me.
Been admissible in court. There was a case that we talked about on our show not too long ago where a guy said it wasn't possible for him to have committed this murder because he was across town, yada, yada, yada. Well, they proved that, okay, at one point in time, he was across
248, town. 248-809-5004.
Let me make sure I had that opened up.
248.
Yeah, he was across town, but oh, by the way, he took like he left his car where he was, but then he took a Lyft and went, and they tracked it like between Lyft and his phone. Yep, you went back to that location, and yep, you were right there when the murder happened.
Wow.
Yep,
yeah, like those towers are real; they work.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
The police, that's what they go off of. Ping, 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 ping.
Yep,
they saw your every move. We saw from you went from state to city to city to state to state. I mean, it's like, you know.
Yeah, if you are near only a single tower, like, because, like, that's some of the data that I used to play with back in the day. With one tower, I could tell within 10 feet where you were.
You feel what I'm saying?
If you were within range of three towers, I could put your position within a foot and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know which house on that street you're in.
Not just you on
I
that
know,
street.
Yeah.
I find my iPhone, my ass. I'm going to find your ass.
Right.
I'm going to find your ass. I was recently looking at. Mm-hmm. The things about like the same thing, like how China has like a point system to where socially, like you could get in trouble just for jaywalking or not paying your taxes on time. And this gets you points. You can't travel. You can't get on the train. You can't get on the plane. If you litter,
by the time you get home, there is a ticket
waiting
for you.
That's a ticket waiting for you. It's over a million and
they busted a guy at a concert
over there, facial recognition.
At a concert with 120,000 people, the cops found a guy with a warrant in that crowd and went and plucked him out because of their facial recognition
software that is so crazy, bro. I'm talking about millions
they
of cameras.
They live in 2040.
Yeah, they 2040.
Maybe 3,000.
Yeah, they maybe 3,000, but truthfully. They have millions of facial recognition cameras to watching the whole everything.
Everything.
I mean, literally, jaywalking.
Yeah, people joke about their brother here. It's a real thing there.
It's a real thing there.
Or even the Black Mirror episode called Nosedive. I think it was like season three.
Yep.
Yeah. Where
nothing there.
No,
I've always said
there.
Black Mirror is.
It's so many people there. They're trying
to
get rid of
six months
to
2 years away from whatever those episodes are. Like every one of those episodes, we're 6 months to 2 years away.
Oh yeah, and
if you have
two
girls, if you get pregnant with two girls,
it's possible.
What
they don't they have?
They have different laws. There's no
population control.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
they have real population control.
Yeah.
You can't have two daughters.
That's but like the math, math and science isn't even just online. Like I worked with a guy,
not anymore.
That was the mathematician for Target.
Okay.
That got sued. So a guy got cranky because there's some male Target sent ads to his daughter, who was I believe 15 at the time, with all of this baby stuff.
Oh.
Like you know, you're expecting a child, yada, yada. Well, come to find out, she was pregnant.
Wow.
And the reason – and he literally had to testify that it was because of the data that they got from her on social media, her Snapchat, her Facebook, and what she was doing and the kinds of behaviors they were seeing.
Mm-hmm.
They knew within a 95 to 98% accurate rate, she's going to wind up pregnant here pretty quick.
Wow.
And so they started sending the mailers. And I mean, and that was our, like, and Target got sued over that and had to say, like, look, were we wrong?
Right.
No, they weren't wrong, but it's like, wow, like you're tapping into my life pretty tough to understand, my movements, to understand how I do things, to understand that I'm pregnant.
Oh, so I can
tell you. To understand that I threw up.
You
knew that I threw up
from
twice.
My day job. I can tell you this because I've had to have, I had to get,
they
I,
know
I made, I made a lawyers give me like, sign off that this was cool.
I don't have no privacy.
By the time, no, you don't. By the, like, let's say you're looking for a car.
Pandora, no, you
and
fucking.
You go to any of the big three's
YouTube,
websites.
YouTube, no, you fucking.
Any of them. By the time that homepage finishes loading,
YouTube, no, you did.
I know within about a 90% accuracy
when you pull up
who you are,
what come up,
what kind of car you're going to be looking for, how much money you make, what kind of a car you can afford, what you can afford with a little bit of a stretch, and that entire homepage before it finishes loading is all changing based on that information because okay, here's the car you want, here's the car we want you to buy.
Yeah.
Here's you know, and it's all just it's crazy how that happens.
The information that, you know, you put out there, even just like the things that you like nobody thinks it's important. And especially like, you know, the most digitally aware generation, just they feel like just because it's online, oh yeah, I'm safe, it's cool, you know, there's a mask.
I totally need to know,
like Joe.
So you did you guys, any of you guys watch the big hack or the
Shut
great
the fuck
hack?
Up.
I'm serious. You
Shut
know
up,
Joe.
Hugh.
The show.
Yeah.
You, Joe Goldberg.
He's socially literate.
So did you watch The Greatest Hack by any chance?
No.
So it is a it's on Netflix, and it basically is something like, I'm sure you guys heard all the stuff about the Facebook data leaks, Cambridge Analytica.
It's the documentary.
Yada, yep.
What is it about?
So it's about how it's essentially, so Cambridge Analytica is the company that took all the data from Facebook. So you know all those stupid things on Facebook, like if you were a
bagel, what kind of bagel?
Bill Cosby, anything that they
if you were a bagel, what kind of bagel? Like all those stupid quizzes, and it was like, well, those are probably kind of dumb. Why would? And well, no, it's because they're data mining you.
Yeah.
And so that documentary proved, like, not only did they fuck with the U.S. election in 2020, but they broke elections in 12 other countries before they did it here as a proof of concept to prove they could, because they knew. Like, okay, you already have your mind up made up on who you're going to vote for. There's no sense targeting you. Mm-hmm. You already have your mind up who you're going to vote for. There's no sense targeting you. You're kind of middle of the road and can be swayed based on your post.
Based on your post.
We are targeting the fuck out of you. Not and it wasn't we're targeting a state. We're targeting a region.
Everybody,
we're targeting a city.
The world.
No, we're targeting you.
Yeah.
With what we know, like that whole the very phrase "Crooked Hillary" was invented by Cambridge Analytica.
Wow,
that was their marketing and ad team that created those ads and created that phrase, and started spitting that at people that they knew were swayable.
Yeah, that's a good one on Netflix.
Right,
I watched that one.
Okay,
it's real.
You know
good.
How you said sway you?
Oh, yeah,
you remember that movie? It was like they were gamblers. I can't think of the movie. They was like gamblers, and they made this
Rounders.
Guy. See the number 55 all day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's with
I know
Will
which one
Smith.
You're talking about.
Was it called? It wasn't 21.
No, it wasn't.
They made the guy see the number 55 all day. So
yes.
They took him to a football game.
Yes.
The guy, mm-hmm. They got a guy, they gamble with him. He's out there, he runs something, he does something, they're number 55.
Focus. 2015.
They walk past the room number. His room number is 55.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was a bunch of swipers.
With subliminal messaging.
Yep.
Come is 55.
Yes.
Something is 55. Mm-hmm.
That's how they do you right now today, man.
And you going somewhere, somebody yell out a number, and the guy who won the auction, the person who won the auction, it was number 55.
That's how today you would go to jail right now.
Yeah.
That's how they can persuade the world to say, you a pedophile, or you a rapist, or you a killer, even when you're not sometimes, because they can sway
the people. That's what a lawyer's job is, in general.
It's just like, all I have to do is just constantly, subliminal messages, constantly. I got you.
Yeah.
It's nowhere around.
Well, I mean, so that was the thing. Like, they actually had to, I mean, they had to ban movie theaters from doing that, you know, back in the 70s, because that was, you know, because, so, like right now, we're recording at 30 frames per second, you know, which is about, like, that's what the human eye can see. But if you throw one frame in there, and that's what they were doing. They were throwing like one frame in of like a Coke or popcorn or whatever. And then it would be that, like, also like, damn, I want popcorn or damn, I want a Coke and I don't know why.
Yeah.
And then that's why they literally had to ban them from doing it.
When people do like home sometime, like when you're doing like a house, small things can make a room look bigger.
Yep.
You know,
mirrors.
Like it's a mirror or. Certain colors.
Dumb stuff. You hear every housing agent.
Yeah.
Dude, bake cookies.
Bake.
Yes.
Because it's that smell and a trigger
that
and the
makes
home.
It
home. And
the olfactory senses are generated to make it feel homey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so different out here nowadays, man.
And now it's all your data. I mean, that's why they're like, there are a lot of companies out there and a lot of startups that are trying to make your data a protected right. Because, I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, people – and I've said this so many times, people just don't get it. If you're not paying for a service, you are the service.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's – you know, like, you can't get mad at Facebook for doing shit with your data. you're giving them all your data
yep.
for free.
And you're, mm-hmm. you're
you don't even know you're a star.
Yeah.
They're like, using all of your stuff to become, I want to be Courtney Banks.
Right. Yeah.
You may not think you're
to all
doing
you people
anything,
out there selling sex.
There's somebody out here becoming you. Yeah.
If you're not paying for the sex.
Oh, you're always paying for it.
You're the service.
One way or another, you're always paying for it.
Collateral. It's always there, somehow.
If you're not paying for the service, you are the service. Mm-hmm. I like that one. And I'm keeping
you're not paying for the sex, you are the service.
Putting it in
it's,
the bag.
It's true. I mean, it's that's just reality.
For the service,
you know, that's why I laugh. Everybody's like, oh, my God, okay. Facebook changed the layout, and I'm so angry. Like, dude, I'm sorry the service you in no way pay for mildly inconvenience you right. for a few minutes while right. you figured out a new layout.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do? Like that,
we don't pay for. If we had to pay for Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat, would you guys still have it?
I don't think nobody would have it.
So you look at so
at
South,
this point, they probably would.
Would you still have it?
I would pay for it now.
Charged you.
So this was the big thing.
I would pay for it now.
This was the big thing about net neutrality.
$40 a month.
I pay for it now.
That's a lot.
At this point, $50, I would pay for
it. It's a big part of your life, though.
So
social media is a grand.
I'm not paying that. I barely pay.
It's just like cable.
No.
You pay for it.
You pay for cable.
You pay for
I
it.
I don't.
I'm saying someone, you know, pays
somebody
for cable.
Somebody does.
Someone in the world. I'm just saying in the world. Somebody pays for cable.
Yeah.
And they pay much more than $40 a month.
Yeah. $200. I was just talking to one of my coworkers.
So would you pay $40 to $50 a month for Facebook?
No.
Or Instagram?
No. So
Instagram has changed some people's lives.
Right.
They are rich from Instagram now.
Well, but so that's like.
I'm saying maybe not you. I'm just saying just.
Yeah,
the,
not me at all.
So that's where the whole net neutrality thing was a big issue because like, so the big fear of people that were I'm horrible. Like net neutrality is a very good thing. And so when it got destroyed, like we are, and you see it already, we are inching towards where, okay, so I'm Comcast and I'm your internet provider. If Hulu, because they don't own Hulu anymore. If Hulu or Netflix wants to get their traffic across my pipes, it's going to cost them more.
Right.
And who's going to pay for that? It's going to be you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and they're like, oh, well, that would never happen. Well, they've already shown that AT&T is throttling Netflix, is throttling Hulu, is mm-hmm. throttling, you know, because they want people. Yeah. Oh, I get mm-hmm. it. Oh, it runs better if I'm watching my AT&T stuff. Well, duh, of course, because they give that priority. That's what you're not supposed to
right.
do. So but like so South America has a tiered internet system. Where, okay, you've got, like, if you want, you know, access to, like, news websites and that kind of stuff, it's X a month. You want access, or X a day.
I'm going to give you
You want social media? It's X plus 10 a day.
All right, look,
you want this, it's X plus 20.
Yep.
I lived in Arizona in these apartments. When I was living in Phoenix, Arizona, in these certain kind of apartments. They were kind of, like, nice or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Had a pool, stuff like that. You can only get one kind of cable.
And it's like that still here too, though.
It was with the
certain areas you can only get certain.
It wasn't even certain areas because, like, my homegirl, her grandmother stayed like.
They had the same cable.
Up. They had way different. They have hella options.
Oh, okay.
She lived in a house.
Well, but
she didn't live in an apartment.
That's typical.
But this apartment building.
No, that's typical.
It was something Falcon or something. I never heard.
No, that's typical.
But I was looking up on the internet. I was like, you can't even really find it.
Yeah.
That was like 2007, but I just remember that.
Well, so and that's one of the arguments that, you know, like the AT&Ts and the Comcast of the world say.
So you can get a contract. If I own an apartment building, I can get a contract with
for exclusive access.
Yeah,
yep.
exclusive access.
People.
Yep.
Yeah.
They
lock it down.
And they get a kickback.
Yeah, they get a kickback.
Obviously.
Yeah, because you're going to be the exclusive provider. What do we get out of this?
Right.
But it's like that's the thing. You know, you've got, you know, like, so like Comcast. And the argument makes sense. Like, dude, like Comcast, especially in this area, spent a lot of money to lay a lot of cable down. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, and like AT&T spent a lot of money putting phone wires out there. It's not like, or like Verizon and the cell towers. It's not like Sprint went out and built their own cell towers. They lease space off those same cell towers that Verizon put
out
there.
That's why this cell service sucks.
And, well, but so that's the thing. So,
the bottom feeder.
So now they're saying, okay, well,
guppy.
Just to let you know, if you got Sprint, I'm not throwing
full
any
of sharks.
A nematode.
You got sprinted.
Specifically, but you know who I'm talking to. You need to let Sprint go.
Wow. You're really loud. Are you?
But so, but that's a thing. So now you've got, you know, well, you know, you shouldn't charge us to use those lines. Well, but we paid all the money to put the lines in.
Yeah.
What do you mean we shouldn't be able to charge whatever the hell we want for it? Like, I, so like you can understand the argument, but it's, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Knock it off.
These two guys going at it.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I feel attacked.
C-Banks has Sprint.
I do.
She just you still got, attacked.
Oh,
how
my
would
God.
I even know?
I pay $109 a month.
And you can't even get on the internet and be on the phone
at the same time. She can't even send a picture while she's talking.
No, I can't. I hate Sprint.
No, at all.
I literally fucking hate Sprint. And I.
Adrian's coming in here.
I wish Sprint upon my wife's
coughs off right now.
I'm worried about you.
Oh, wow. How was your nap, sis?
How was your nap?
She's drunk and high.
She's drunk. She had a couple of those cerveza. Yeah.
No, she had 40 green tea shots.
Right. What is that, cranberry vodka?
No, this here is called a Winter Jewel.
Oh, it's one of the batch cocktails?
It has tequila in it.
It's one of the batch cocktails?
I got him one. He had an au pair. It was pretty good, too. He said it was good.
I had a jerk juice, some type of jerk punch. I forgot it. I got
a jungle juice?
No, au pair. Say jerk punch.
Jerk punch.
That's what you just had? No, I just got you the open.
Oh, Coop?
No, you know I got a juice.
Oh, you got a juice, too. Oh, yeah, yeah.
From Coop, yeah.
Yeah. They got some good food.
Coop. It's the that's the Caribbean restaurant.
Yeah, they got
down there.
They got good
never,
food.
Never been
I don't
there.
Eat at the burger.
You had the cauliflower.
That's my spot.
That's what
they're good.
Today.
The poutine
they
and fries,
good.
I love them.
Been doing this for months. Never noticed.
I love the gravy.
The corn and the cauliflower. That place down there got a tomahawk. We want to get
the Thai joint? Dude,
we haven't ate
I got to get that tomahawk.
She's the Asian grandmother I never knew I needed. Aww. And that's real. Dude, like she like every time she's trying out new food, she like just brings stuff up and she's like see if this is good.
I'm
like,
I swear that's just like
okay.
The lady on
I
on Wyoming at the Asian corn beef.
Oh, yeah.
You go there and
I've
get the corn beef egg rolls. And she'd be like, oh, how you
I
doing?
Been there
you
yet.
All right? You want egg rolls?
She'd be like, what's up, boo? What's up, boo? I do know her.
What's up,
boo? She'd be like, what's up, boo?
Aww.
Man, that is the what's
the lobster ones?
I haven't had the lobster.
Lobster and cheese.
No, them new. I haven't had. I had the shrimp ones. Those I haven't had. I'm gonna have to try them.
I feel so behind.
She'd be like, "What's up, boo?"
Oh yeah, Genevieve's freaking. Hey. She's awesome.
What's up, boo?
I love to hear her say that.
Yeah, what's up,
yeah. What's up, boo?
You feel good when she coming in?
What's
up,
like,
okay, AD, what's happening?
She know me.
Okay, we living through you.
You came in here with the white on. Looking like Lisa Ray.
Long day. Long day.
Coming in.
But E-G-E, Alalosi.
Go ahead. Say
yes.
Praise the Lord. For those who don't know, it's college spelled backwards, guys.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
I didn't go to college, so I didn't laugh.
Oh,
he didn't get that one.
It's an upper echelon joke, I guess.
Never been to EGLOC.
Boo, I'm sorry.
Never been to EGLOC. Yeah, he played a bitch unit.
We was waiting for you.
Yeah, we was waiting for you at the dough.
I mean, blowing their minds with internet security stuff.
We really talking internet. I'm feeling like it.
We were talking about Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke.
I know.
And you know, I need to say rest in peace, DJ Slick B, because we wasn't here for
another one. It's similar to the same thing.
It happened in between shows.
And it's what we talked about on the rap stuff when we had the discussion on rap.
So it made me think about it.
You know, it's like, it's crazy, man. It's crazy how this shit goes down.
And it's interesting because we were literally just talking about this, like, what, three shows ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. About how so often these young rappers are
go
like,
straight.
Yeah, they're dying.
They go straight down.
Yeah. It's sad.
And it's like this. It's like I tell you, like it's that's why a lot of people need to get out of this one mind state. The mind state is you self-made. Mm. Okay. Nobody is self-made. Let's get this together.
Nobody.
Okay. You had a customer. You had a friend. You had an auntie. You had a cousin. I don't know who they were. I don't know who your people are. But this mentality of self-made is got to get, you know, because if you don't bring anybody on board, this is the type of things that happen to you, like Pop Smoke. He didn't have probably a whole big squad. His squad that's with him. Just imagine this. Your squad that's with you are getting drunk as you. They're getting high as you, bro.
Yeah.
That's not really nobody that's securing you. Yeah, that's not really nobody that's got your best interest. That's not really nobody that's saying, cuz.
But that's
man,
part of
you
the
go
culture.
Back, you go
that's
in the room, bro.
That's got, a cultural I'm gonna stay out thing here with that them. Doesn't right. have anything you girl, to do you
know,
with
and all the ladies.
Yeah. Self-made.
It's a part of the culture, but it's starting to become a big problem. Mm-hmm. Because when you feel you self-made, you feel self-confident. So when you're self-confident, you start thinking for self. You start to think, well, I'm the shit. Fuck you.
I don't know.
Fuck y'all.
I don't need y'all.
I don't need y'all on this show. I'm the man.
No.
That's
I mean,
how people get when they don't work like when they that.
Okay, but you
that's
can't.
That's why team.
That's
but
why
somebody's team. Self-confidence shouldn't be, you know, impeded by somebody who's jealous.
No, I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying.
No, but so look, I think where he's going is that leads to ego.
Ego.
Yeah.
Right.
That which leads to being a dick. Which
leads to being an asshole.
Yeah.
But was that the case? Was that
right. we don't know
the case.
Exactly.
But I'm
so why are we coming up with assumptions that we don't even know?
We
don't
talk
know
in general. Just saying in general.
That's usually what happens.
That happens so many times.
So many times. So many that's what time. Happens.
This is America. We do sweeping generalizations.
Yeah.
It's what we do. Yeah.
the person, for example, logic.
Like take for Slick B for instance. Different scenario. Pop Smoke is different. Slick B is different.
Yeah.
Different scenario. Those guys got tapped in on his internet. These guys tapped in on a show just not liking you for you being Courtney Banks. Period.
That sucks.
Now just imagine that. Imagine you walking in a room, nobody knows you, but you Courtney Banks or you whoever you are, and you're somebody.
Social media people know you before
people
they
know
you
before they actually yeah, exactly. see. They hate you before they even actually know
or
you.
Or I like you before I meet you. Like I'm so in love with you. I gotta meet you.
Yeah.
But it's some people out there.
But
that
I've never
think
seen
like
you
that.
In my life. Mm-hmm. Only seen you.
It's some people that heard you four that's people say, that's wild. This is my motherfucking guy. Hugh Chambers, man, that's my fucking guy. And it's two people behind him, man. Fuck you, Chambers. Yeah. I can't, man. If they say motherfucking Hugh Chambers one more motherfucking time,
who's got a thing?
I swear to fucking God, I'm gonna swing on
I'm
that.
I'm gonna kill him.
You feel what I'm saying?
I want to kill him now. Bootsy called it. The rapper Bootsy Badass, he's called it hypnotized with hatred.
Yeah,
that's a real thing. He says he was like, most rappers get killed in the city that they're from,
mm-hmm.
and that's true. All the rappers I've been hearing about for the last
just killed in the city where
15,
they're from.
20 mm-hmm. years.
That's where your biggest hate come from.
Because I went to school with you, mm-hmm. right? We lived on the same street, but now I'm worth $40 million, and you work at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Chambers.
I hate you. You hate me now.
I hate you.
You used to love me. We used to be friends, but I moved on.
Adrian,
with life, and now
dare
I'm
to be different.
Dollars.
Right.
I wish the fuck I would call her dare to be
but
different.
You had a child.
There's some people out there.
You go to the club, you hear my song.
I wish I would call her dare to be different.
You
fuck
go
her.
In the car, you hear my song. You're like, I'm tired of hearing this damn song. I'm turning it off.
Damn, I don't even
when
know
your kids come home from school, guess what they right. would have seen? Now I got chips. They eating my chips. I'm eating rap snacks. They got
okay. Yeah.
When you come, you throw the trash out, my face is in the trash.
Are rap snacks anything like Scooby snacks?
I don't have a clue.
You know, no,
but now
they're not.
And then
no.
when you go to Ramen Noodles, Bootsy has Ramen Noodles now.
They so have what?
They have Ramen
that.
Noodles.
Ramen?
Ramen.
How do you say?
Okay.
Where he from?
He got the noodles.
No, they're Rain Man.
Rain Man.
So now you're hypnotized by hatred. Now when I see you out, I hate you so much.
That's why rappers' yeah, chains get smashed
it.
In.
They hate it because
they got into
upset
it with the whole club. Yeah,
they didn't get the chains.
We came from the same street. How come he got it and I didn't? We was doing the same shit.
You could have messed your chains. You just messed your chains up.
Or maybe it's just not meant
for
you. Right. Every
maybe it was meant for you to work at
McDonald's.
God wants
you to be doing this.
Yeah.
God wants you to
McDonald's
work
has to have workers.
And then we all have our hidden talents.
We won't be a golden yeah. arches.
If somebody you want to continue to let distractions.
Caddyshack. The world needs ditch diggers, Danny.
Things to get in your way, right? Mm-hmm. Then that's what's going to happen. We always walk around with all these distractions, right?
Yeah.
You know, we all, like I said, have our hidden talents. We all have something we're good at. And usually people acknowledge that about you.
Mm-hmm.
And people either use it for good or bad. And you make a choice, and people make a choice to do it for bad, and that's the choice they make. And then they let, they let the rap songs, the Jay-Z's,
809-5004.
And all these other distractions, women, clothes, mm-hmm. you know,
material things,
everything same. Else is getting in your way of just what you should be doing Gambling. For yourself. And then you probably can obtain the same things, but people always so busy trying to worry about this instead of worrying about them,
but
their reality.
But I think a lot of that has to do with like the age that we're in where everything has to be instant. And so like whether it's success or something materialistic,
success,
you know, yeah,
like
exactly.
That's, everybody wants to be successful.
Exactly.
Right.
But
nobody wants
to put
in
the work. Not at all. And so when you see all of that, you know, you get caught up in it and you don't focus on what you're supposed to do. Yeah. But then,
well, because all you see is this.
Yes. And then
you
at this,
see what now is, exactly. You don't you see the 10, 15, 20 right. years
it took me to get
prior.
Of struggle, dedication, and busting your ass and killing
you
yourself
left.
To get
it's it. All right. gone in a year.
Right. But
it's
then,
all gone in a year.
Exactly. And then at the same time, you're like, oh, but this person has all of that, da-da-da-da-da. We grew up on the same block. I don't like this.
That's
and so how,
that's
now
the
they're
mentality
jealous.
Nowadays.
Yeah.
And that's what.
Now
what,
I don't like them.
That's what a problem, like, just them. To say, like.
Right.
Like, you got, like, I don't know, we all probably not from
I'm
the same
podcast,
like, walks of life. That's just like saying, like, if somebody like you was to make it or I was to make it from where we from. We got a lot to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't just. That mean we got. That mean he has to move his sister. That means I have to take my sister away from where she's at or my mom. She can't stay in the same places now. I'm on a different plateau. Now there's some people out here on the information age. I remember his mama stayed on I mean, if we go get her, what you think he'll pay for her?
$350.
You know what I'm saying? I see he worth $15 million. I know he'll give us $1 million for his mama. Yeah. Or $2 million right. for his moms. You know? That's, but it's people out here with that mentality that's thinking that, and they know that they possibly literally not going to get away with this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's almost like they'll risk their life
to kill you.
That just because they're so hypnotized by the hatred.
Yeah.
That it doesn't even matter.
Female, I think, and you know, I ain't gonna even lie. I would be a liar if I didn't feel. I feel like females got it
even worse.
If I think worse.
Yeah, they do.
To a lot, they defenseless to a man walking up on you with an AK. Think about
or
it.
Or just a man walking up on you, period.
Or just saying no to a man. Yeah.
A 270 gorilla, 300 gorilla. They're defenseless. He don't have to have a weapon.
Well, dude, the girl that just got killed out in Los Angeles. The sex therapist that used to be engaged to, what's his name? Drew Carey.
Drew Carey, yeah.
She had a restraining order against him
threw
for
her
3 years that had just recently expired. He kicked the door in to her house,
threw
her off
the
third-story balcony.
Yeah. What?
That's some
threw
Monte
her off
Cristo
the balcony.
Shit.
Yeah.
Say
that
again. I never heard that story.
So
Drew
she
Carey.
Had a restraining order. It was
who
a guy that
Drew Carey.
So it's Drew Carey's ex-fiance.
Right. Do on
so
the price
he
is
threw
right
her
now.
Off?
No, Drew Carey did not. It's just
that's
her. But that's how everybody knows her, was that she was his fiance for a while. A guy that she used to date. She had a restraining order against for the better part of 3 years.
Right.
It expired, and before she could get it, like, she was going to go, like, the next day and get it renewed, he showed up at her apartment complex,
and
kicked the door in.
He waited 3 years.
Yeah, kicked the door in, beat the shit out of her in her apartment, and then threw her off the third. And then threw the third. Yeah, threw her off the third-floor balcony. Killed
her. I saw that. Killed her.
The real-life Joe.
You can't even imagine what,
wow.
Like you say, we got a lot to deal with, but we got to deal with the some killers, but they have to
That's
deal with stalkers
crazy.
And killers. That's a lot. That's a double entendre.
I mean, we do too.
No, I'm talking about y'all.
No,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I said, the women.
Ain't nobody trying to look for me to rape me.
Well, I mean, you never know.
No, I say the women. No, they raping you nowadays too. They raping men too.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Get it twisted.
So it's a struggle.
Yeah, it's a
it
struggle.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
we do. Thank you for acknowledging.
I'm here for you today.
In those instances, women be scared.
Yeah, I can believe it though.
They
I mean,
scared. They don't know what to
like,
do.
Like just telling somebody no is like
exactly.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
That you just can't say.
No.
Excuse me, bro. No.
Now I'm a bitch. Now I'm a hoe.
Like,
now
you literally can't even just say
no.
I don't want to talk.
A young lady from my job, I can't remember her name, so her family might be around, so I don't want to get them all mad. But she was from my job. Mm-hmm. A guy was trying to talk to her in Detroit, and she said no to the guy. And the guy followed her to the car. She said no some more. The guy shot her in the head and killed her.
Dude, I've had it happen in bars where a girl that I don't know
That's crazy.
Will walk up to
like-
me. And,
like
throw her arms around me and hug me.
Yeah.
And, like, in my ear, she'd be like, hey, there's a guy that's really being a dick. You
Please
seem like a friendly,
me.
Open guy. Pretend you know me. Hug me back.
Right.
And cool. You know what?
That's
sit down.
Sad.
You sit down. I'm buying you a drink. We're hanging out. We're right. You're my new. Yeah. You are the best friend that I've had for 20 fucking years.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like that. And but like that shit happens.
That's fucking crazy, though.
I remember making a post. And my post, it didn't go viral. It went hood viral.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't, the summer is here. And I told females, like, man, if a guy asks you for your number and he kind of persistent, just give it to him. Even if he got to call you right there and he called, just walk, when you get in the car, just block him. if you don't like him, but still give him your number. Still
let him get it go through.
Tell him to call me. Call me. This is my phone number right here. It's my phone right
and
here.
And that's sad you got to even do that.
Yeah, exactly. I was just getting ready to say that.
Self-preservation is key.
And it's like,
so it is, but, here's what
but see, to see what the double entendre is.
Get a free Google Voice number.
Exactly.
It sits on your phone, and it's a second number. It rings through on your phone, and that's just a number you never answer.
But at the end of the day, like, the biggest issue is now,
you don't want to get cute.
Right. I mean, yes, but the issue is, why is it that women have to protect themselves, and why is it not that, like,
guys men have to not be dicks?
Yeah.
Some people have mental issues, though.
I don't care. That's not something that's frequent. I mean, like, it's the culture. It's the culture that men are grown up in to think that this is okay.
It absolutely is. And I guess, like, I guess the only counsel that I would give is I get it. Like, in a perfect world, nope, that should not be the case. But like,
no.
My day job, I am a contingency planner. I talk possibility, I talk probability. Is it possible that someday you will never have to worry about shit like this? Sure, anything's possible. Is it probable?
More than likely.
Nope. So you're better off contingency planning to plan for the eventuality of, okay,
insurance.
In this situation, this is what I do. It's a second phone number. It's, you know, you always have, you know, because, like, it's dumb shit. Like, I think I might even – there's a necklace. It's a Bluetooth-enabled necklace that you sync to your phone. And if you're on a date that goes badly, you just kind of, like, touch your necklace and you can make it do one of two things. Either it calls you with, like, it shows mom is calling. And then, oh, shit, my mom's in an emergency. Or it just calls 911 silently in stealth mode. Mm-hmm.
That's what you need.
And it's
crazy. You don't even have that fucking shit.
It's functionally retarded that has to be a thing. But that has to be a thing.
Because I have a sister, a mother, I got aunties.
Just in case.
I got pretty cousins.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't like the fact that they didn't have to even deal with no shit like that. And motherfucker, females, it's a plenty of women out here that will take your ugly, dumb ass, you freaky son of a bitch. Excuse my French, but I think they need to hear this. But there's plenty of them out there. Like, we right here.
I'm sorry, freaky son of a bitch is where you need to draw the line and excuse yourself.
You feel me?
Like, I just want to know where that line was.
It's just so sad.
Like you, man.
It's sad. It's somebody out here like you, man.
You don't gotta take
you go right here on 6 Mile, they walking up and down the street. What they got them walking up and down the street all day, man.
Or they'll smile in your face. They'll seem super functional.
Did you hear about the story out of goddamn Canada?
What they're doing in Canada?
So Canada, apparently a guy raped, murdered, and killed multiple women. Mm-hmm. He served 20-odd years, and they put him in – like, they're like, oh, well, you know, he's rehabilitated, yada, yada. And everybody was like, no, he's not. This guy is batshit crazy. They put him in a halfway house program. His first day out of the prison, he went and found a prostitute and killed her.
Right out the gate.
You can't change some of these fools. These
day
fucking perverts.
What? Like, he was out for hours. Not even like hours he was out.
That's some Ted Bundy shit.
If you rape, you should get it cut off.
That ain't cool.
I mean,
I'm all about the chemical castration. Do it.
Chemical castrate them. If you rape, you castrate. You're done. You never do it again.
Sounds like a slogan. Some
words. Right. Okay. If you rape, you crash.
I think I support it.
George Carlin had the best idea. His thing was, you take those four states that are in the middle of the country that are all kind of square, and you build a big fence around all of them. And you put, like, the rapists in one and the murderers in other and the pedophiles in the other. And I forget what the fourth one was, like, four different kinds of groups. Mm-hmm. And then you have cameras up. It's like 50-foot high fences. And you have cameras. And you just film and broadcast all the shit they do to each other as pay-per-view.
And,
like,
sooner or later,
and you use that
to know what's going
to
happen.
Once a year for like 10 minutes, you open the gates between the states.
And let them go.
And let them there. And then
let them fucking have it. Fucking
they just
know
at each other.
Purge.
Right.
Pretty much.
Why not? But it's for the ignorance.
Well, but I mean, the only problem with that is that we have a very imperfect judicial system.
And they fuck around and come together.
Off subject, when I was like, I was in prison for 2 years.
Okay.
For a pistol. I got caught with a felony. I was a felony firearm. That was my charge. And I had to do 2 years for that gun. And in there, I learned a lot of things. I didn't know that they take rape as light. They take light on rape in prison.
You got 2 years for a gun. The rapist got what? 11 months.
I was in prison with a guy.
He probation.
Probation.
He had sex. My case is, I would think, is nonviolent. I just was walking with a gun. I didn't shoot nobody with a gun. I didn't rob nobody with a gun.
That was violent. That's violent, though. That's considered violent.
You just had
it. No, it's not. It's not considered violent under my pattern. Okay. My paperwork is not violent.
Okay.
I'm a nonviolent offender.
Okay.
I had a gun. I did 2 years. I had to do 730 days. I did the whole 2 years straight.
Okay.
Didn't get out. The guy that was in the same cell as me, he's laying across from me in that bed. He raped a 12-month-old.
What in the fuck?
I'm serious. He raped a 12-month-old. Uh-huh. His child is 12 months old. Knows nothing. I mean, literally, not even. This is a year.
Not even cognizant, really, of what's
he
going on.
He got 14 months to, like, 6 years.
Yeah, but did he make it out?
Yeah, he made it out. I mean, they beat him up a lot.
Oh, but yeah, they're like, they don't.
But what I'm saying, they beat him up a lot in there. But sometimes, like, we don't even know what you could lie. Unless like, your number is on your clothes. So I could, like, call home and say,
hey, look this up.
But sometimes guys don't do that. You can literally not bother anybody and just
go. Coast through.
And go coast through and do your time.
Nobody know you and raped a 12-year-old.
And I was thinking to myself, how did you get less time than me? And then while I was in there, the second year I was in there, towards going home, they let 7,500 rapists out.
Wow.
Because of population control. Yep. I remember those.
But I was in there on a nonviolent case.
Yeah.
And I still had to do my time.
Yeah.
Dude, how many people are in there because of weed?
A lot.
How many? Like, how? And now you got weed shops looking like the Apple store.
I did a lot of
absolutely.
And that's because
I did a lot of
time
for marijuana.
It's because
I never did prison.
It's statistically set up that way because what race of people are committing most rapes?
And I'm not going to lie. In jail,
I'm going to go with white college white frat
people.
Boys.
It was white people.
And so it's like
be real with you.
The system is always to protect
in prison
a white person over a black person.
Well, no, so it's like the penalty differences facts. Between cocaine and crack.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Because
prison, it's the exact same drug.
Prison, it is very racial.
Oh, absolutely.
So like in lunch line, it's a black line and it's a white line. It's two ways to go in here. There's no females and there's no males. So why is it two lines?
We don't want to be.
You get what I'm saying? It's white. It's a white line. It's a black line.
Okay,
and
keep it that way too.
Going in there.
So,
and you know who? It's. I mean, this guy right here. This table right here is got six white guys, and they're all 75 plus, and they only been in jail for a month.
Exactly.
And you're saying, you telling me you worked 40 years at Ford. You was a doctor. You was a lawyer. Why the hell are you in here, man? You worth $1 million.
Okay.
You never know. Petty crime, different prize.
So listen, I looked up the statistics of that. And so according to the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network.
RAIN.
RAIN. Yep. The statistics show the race of perpetrators, they are 57% white and 50% are 30 years and older. These are the.
That's more than half.
Yeah.
That's way more than half.
Yeah. So, yeah, you weren't wrong.
I know.
I mean, I just knew by being in jail.
I mean, I just know because I know my facts.
A majority of released prisoners are rearrested for a new crime within 3 years. 60% within 5 years.
The same.
Well, and a lot of that has to do with the situation they walk out back into the world to.
Yeah.
Because they can't reassimilate.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we need to stop that myth that it's all about, what's the word they always use? There's no correction in a correctional facility.
Rehabilitation.
There's no rehabilitation. Yeah, there's
none. I am reformed.
There is none of that. Yeah, no.
Worse.
Listen, this is one of the things that I noticed in there as well. So in prison, in order to do your minimum, because you have like, say for instance, if you got a 1 year to 14 years, in order to do your minimum, you have to take this class where you are supposed to be rehabilitated in the class, right? But if you don't take that class, they make you do your maximum. Until you take the class, they just keep flopping you. You have to see the parole board. So you'll end up doing a long bit. But I notice rape maximum is not big. So you can literally just do 5 years. I can do 5 years. I'm not taking that class. I don't want you to rehabilitate me. In prison, it's a class. It's a class for you to go take this class so you can get out in the year. And if you do the 1 year and you take the class, you just get out in the 1 year when the parole board sees you. But if you don't take that class, you have to do five. But what's five?
No big deal.
But right. The dope case
for him
is if I get caught with this amount of dope, I mean, it's just this big. I didn't shoot anybody.
12 years.
20.
20. Yeah.
Wow.
And if I get caught with it twice, it's 40. Yeah.
But see, look,
you're black.
But again, it not even that. It just, okay.
You said you're black.
But listen, that's a factor. But in addition to that, it's also, what is the culture? I mean, like, the United States supports rape culture.
Yeah, they do that, too. Yeah.
So that's why it's 5 years compared to 40
who's
years.
Who's running the country?
White men. Oh, okay. White cisgender
right
men.
Back into my
no offense. No offense, Dave.
30 and up.
He knows.
I'm
he
not arguing with you.
No, no.
He's not offended. Exactly. He knows.
It's no offense. Common knowledge. It's no offense to facts.
No.
There's no offense when you don't apply to that.
You're
not doing
you that.
You
just dabbled up to facts. No offense to facts.
And it's like, we know that, right?
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that Hugh didn't know that before he went to prison.
Yeah. Because
I could have told you. Should have caught
next time. But, well, right. No. Wait, no next time.
Right.
Court
but
this week. No.
That's what, you know, it's speaking on our Black History supposed to be topic. You know, that's what we need to be talking to our youth about is these type of these things because they don't understand the scale. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like he's saying, like what he's saying now, huge saying, like, you know, oh my God, this isn't this.
Yeah.
This has been going on forever.
Yes.
So the thing
it's
is,
not new.
It's not new. Right. This is a long, like I said, this is a statistical thing. It's meant to happen that way for a reason.
It's a system.
It's a system.
Yeah.
So why continue to put yourself in that position and when you have knowledge of it that information, why put yourself in that position to keep getting in that trap?
So when that loops back to that earlier conversation, in a perfect world, that wouldn't be the case.
Right.
Yeah.
But it ain't.
It just
so you better plan for it.
For common sense, you know, purposes.
Yeah,
for our young black males out here, it's like, come on now. I understand you're trying to make. I feel like if you a hustler, you should be able to hustle and sell anything. If you should be able to give people, look, you need to use this black soap because it's better than, I'm going to tell you 10 reasons why it's better than Dove. Mm-hmm. Whatever the point is, be still just as dedicated to whatever product you're selling. No matter what it is, why we have to stop getting out of that habit of saying, you know what, just thinking about self as you spoke on earlier, because it's not, at the end of the day, yes, you got to take care of yourself first, but at the same time,
it takes a village.
You know,
yes.
It does take a village.
Yes. And uplifting one another.
Exactly.
So exactly.
What's that movie that T.I. was in, it was skating?
Roll Bounce?
No.
You ain't got to have
no Atlanta.
Oh,
Atlanta.
ATL.
Yeah, I was like, what?
He was like, you ain't got to be a dope boy to have money.
Exactly. You don't.
Like that was Bow Wow.
And that's what we need. Because for so many years, decades, the dope boys has been the ones that's been influencing our young culture, our young boys. You know, because that's the only way that for a minute our people felt like they could get in to get the money.
Just got $26 million.
The geeks are the new dope dealers.
Fortnite.
Exactly.
The geeks are the new dope dealers.
It's about damn time.
I mean, just even, you know, from a real person standpoint, when you come from a line of being hustling and being doing this, nowadays the geeks are the hustlers. The scammers, they're geeks.
Because they're getting access to
no other way to put it. The swipers, they're geeks.
Yep.
You know,
it's true.
The social network people that tell you I'll turn your 100 into 10,000.
Yep.
They're geeks. They got you to send them $100.
Yeah,
A thousand people send them $100. I don't know how.
Well,
so
that's why you look at the people like, well, God, like, why do people even bother with those phishing emails and all that kind of stuff?
But some because
they only
do.
Need like, dude, they send out like 100,000. They need
if I get 10,000 up, if
exactly.
I get
exactly four people,
they need four
literally
to click on it and do what they got to do, like all the ransomware attacks and that kind of stuff.
You know what?
Dude, they every time you turn around, dude, New York City got shut down, Baltimore got shut down because of a ransomware attack. It just goes in and it locks all their computer files, and unless you pay
I
it,
talk about this
computers
this
are gone.
Guy told me something that was kind of so smart to me.
What's that?
He was like, when I would get tight for cash, I would go to a college apartment building, and I would rent out an apartment, and I would pay $700 to $800 a month. He was like, I would move into a motel, and I would put an ad in the paper for the apartment that I was living in, and I would say a $50 application fee.
Oh my God.
And deny I will run it for 30 to 60 days. Yeah. And how many money. Ever applications I would get, I would just finally choose one person.
Right.
And let them live in there.
And that's what apartment bills. And I would tell them
it's only for 30
too.
Days.
Though. Apartments bills.
That's what apartments do. You $25 application fee, $75 application fee. And you don't even know if you're going to get it.
You're not
going to
get it.
2,500 people.
Exactly.
That
you're not going to get it.
I got a felony. I didn't even know that apartments don't accept people with felonies. So for like a whole year, I was putting applications in for apartments, wondering why the hell I'm not getting accepted.
You got a felony.
So finally, when one lady. I was just like, I was hella frustrated. I was in that apartment building. I was with a young lady. And I was like, man, I'm getting out of here. Because it was already like five or six people in front of me. And I was like, I'm getting out of here. They ain't going to choose me anyway. The girl heard me. She was like, why wouldn't you get choose? What's wrong with you? And I was just like, man, I got a felony. I think that's the reason I keep, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, you been in prison? I was like, yeah. She was like, was it for guns or drugs? I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, we're not going to accept you. You might as well just put your $35 in your pocket.
Because they see that.
Not one person
they don't want that coming to their property.
Which, again, brings you back to, and that's the issue of what happens when people get out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the shows that we have, The Returning Citizen, it's all about that whole, like, how do people deal when they get out of jail?
And you being stereotyped and judged before you even get in the door.
Hence the new Jim Crow. Right.
And that's the thing, like, you know, you said about being rehabilitated.
Well, by the way, you got slapped with a felony? This election doesn't matter to you.
Yeah.
You can't vote.
I can vote. I've been voting since I got out.
As a felon?
Every time.
How?
Look it up. I can vote every time. Don't believe that, guys. You can vote if you're a felon. That's one of the things that they give us.
Really?
Felons
they changed that.
I've been voting since I got out.
Oh, did they finally?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been voting since I got out. I got out in 2011. I've been voting. I voted for Obama. You know, I voted for Trump. I didn't vote for Trump.
Our analyst
I voted for our
analyst is on it right now.
Okay, eight states: Alabama, Arizona, Delaware, Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Wyoming allow some, but not all, persons with felony convictions to vote after having completed their sentences. It doesn't say anything about Michigan, though. Let's see.
So this is Maine and Vermont are the only states with unrestricted voting rights for people who are felons.
Michigan residents confined in jail or prison who are awaiting arraignment or trial are eligible to vote. However, residents who are serving a sentence in jail or prison after conviction cannot vote during the period of confinement. So,
you're in the period of confinement, right?
Yeah, only when
how would you be able to vote anyway?
Yeah. Absentee exactly. ballot?
Absentee, yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's true.
No, I've voted since I've been home every time.
And the people
my main
vote.
Man, he's a voter.
So as long
go
as you're
out and vote.
As long as you're not an inmate, you can vote.
Shout out Patrick Wembley. We voting.
Clearly. Yeah.
They voting, babe.
Exactly. We voting.
Joelle Jones, we got you, babe.
2020.
We got you.
Interesting. I didn't realize they changed that. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we coming up with real good facts.
It's about time.
Now.
Yeah.
Because like he got his voter registration.
Seriously, that's awesome.
Look at him.
Put it in the camera.
Look at that guy. Put that in the camera.
Voters.
We got Hughes.
Get out there and get your vote. You can absentee. Like, people don't even.
Make sure you put his address right there on the camera.
I feel like, exactly. So we know where to go. Stop the bit.
Oh, shit. Oh,
damn. Peace, Pop Smurf.
Recipe, Pop Smurf.
Can we edit that out? Can we edit that piece out?
No way to crop it. It just went out live.
Yeah, it went out live.
Nobody saw anything.
You just like Pop Smurf's friend.
I mean, man. Okay. You good. You don't even live there anymore.
Nobody stays there
anymore. If they really wanted you, they'd know you're here right now.
Exactly.
So.
They don't know where he is.
You got some haters?
Actually. Well, at least you are a registered voter at the end of the day.
You did something
positive. And now I hope other young black men go vote.
That's cool, man.
Because like Dave said, you could just do an absentee ballot. I think a lot of people don't want to go vote because they just lazy.
Go vote, guys.
They don't know how
and
to.
They feel like
at the pink party,
you got to go through
we
all
did
these.
Rock the vote.
We did rock the vote.
We did the rock the vote at my party.
And I'm not
going to
lie. I had never heard of rock the vote. I'm going to tell the truth right now. I was like, what the hell
is rock
the vote?
Oh, that dude, that was like when I was
it's an older one, but it's like getting the hipsters, the hip people
to go out and vote.
Because like I told Patrick Wembley, when before we did the party, before me and you and him did the party, I said that the people that most of the people that 70% of the people that we hang around don't vote.
Don't know who you are. Mm-hmm. And they don't know who
they don't
you
know
are.
Who you are. Mm-hmm. And they don't these people that and 90% of these people aren't coming out for a mayoral election.
No, hell no.
Right.
They'll come out for the
big one.
The big
one.
Yeah.
But the mayoral election, the do you know the polls were 890 votes and things like that? That's how.
Oh, like 3% turnout.
Byron Nolan was winning with 1,100 votes.
Well, dude,
because people
look at the presidential election.
Out of 22,000 people, 1,100 votes, right. 970
Dude, look at the
votes.
Presidential election.
I had never even seen
there was, what, 4 million total votes? 5 million total votes?
Not a lot.
That's crazy.
And we got how many?
300 million in change?
Exactly.
4 million.
And people don't understand. Trump won because of 76,000 votes in three states.
Mm-hmm.
76,000 votes. And there are more, dude, there were more than 76,000 people that did not want that fucker elected.
That watched the Super Bowl.
That could have,
How many people watched the Super Bowl?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Versus who went out
of the see, that's the narrative that they're scared of.
Yeah, hundreds of millions,
A lot of people don't want to push the narrative of some of these stars can make things happen. I mean, it's stars, internet
Obama.
Bloggers.
Inbox me.
They went crazy for Obama. And it's and you see, he won. It wasn't even
first black guy to really.
He won.
You know, and he won, and he wasn't even like.
It wasn't no close
He wasn't
call.
Even like the person of interest. He became the person of interest.
Yep.
Like, at the beginning, he was, nobody even knew who this guy was.
He was first term dude.
First term, everything.
Out of Illinois.
Nobody knew who he was before he became president. Like, literally, didn't know who he was.
Locally, nationally,
nobody knew who he was.
Nobody knew who he was.
I definitely didn't know who he was.
I mean, he's definitely cousins with George Bush, but, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
nobody talks about that.
We give and take. It give and take a little
most
bit.
Most of us probably are. Some of us.
I mean, what can you get away from?
What
you can't get away from white Americans.
For the longest
way.
Time, there was I forget what it was.
There's no way to get away from white Americans.
I think it's 40 out of the 45 presidents
unless
we've
deal
had
with
traced back to the same family tree.
Exactly.
It's a bureaucracy.
Yes.
Yeah. They do that.
If you don't deal with one another, you'll never be able to get to beat.
I mean, yeah, but like.
248-809-5004, call in.
Unrelatedly, I kind of feel like if there's no like family heritage with you being with your family being, you know,
yeah, you
a
don't
president,
you really can't get nowhere, really. It's sad.
Yeah. You like have to.
You got to have a lineage.
Somebody is somewhere.
Well, and you have to be willing to put up with the bullshit.
That's
it's a lot of
dude,
bullshit.
George Washington said it best. The person that wants the job the most is the last person you want to have the job.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because, I would never put my family through living under that kind of microscope and dealing with that kind of, like, just realize this. Donald Trump, for the rest of his life.
Fuck that bitch.
Our tax dollars.
Are going to pay him.
Are paying for his Secret Service agents for the rest of his life.
The rest of his life.
Right. Shame.
No matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what.
No matter how much we hate him or not.
Yep. No matter.
They
got to
be with him the rest of his life.
Yep. I mean, now granted, they ain't going to be the A team, but I mean, the B team ain't cheap.
The B team. Or the C team.
I remember the rapper saying, you got to pay. They was arguing. He was like, you got to keep those $700 a day dudes around you. And I was like, dang, what is he talking about? And security for a rapper was $700
a day. That's per person.
Per person.
Damn.
Yeah, that's cheap.
Damn.
It is.
That's cheap for a real rapper.
Because some security companies
$700 a day.
And that's
so
for
got
one guy.
10 of those guys, that's $7,000 every day.
Yeah, that's cheap.
That's cheap.
That's very not cheap. Even top security.
That's right. No, that's a big dog.
Yeah, from the hood.
Yeah, big dog.
Ex cop.
Big dog in front of the hood.
Upper
like you say, ex cop. Ex Detroit police officer, stuff like that. They do it too.
That's not for when.
That's not for an ex-CIA agent. That's not for an ex-DEA.
What's the vice president's name?
Biden.
Mike Pence?
Biden. Oh, Pence right now?
Pence
is right now.
It's Pence.
Yes. Biden was,
Biden was Obama's.
Obama.
Yes. Pence came to, I work at Ford.
Fuck that guy, too.
He came to Ford.
Did you see the guys?
Did you say fuck you?
There was so many police at work, man.
Walking down your line?
Dude. We talking about...
Dude, that's the thing. Pence is Trump's bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
It was a row of police in front of another row of police in front of another
around
row
him.
Of police in front of another row of police in front of some guys in suits with little things in their ear with the guy with the fake arm. I know y'all seen him.
That's a gun.
It's a gun.
Yeah.
It's a fake arm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
He got a fake arm, but his real arm is holding a gun.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah.
And after him, here comes Pence. And after Pence, it's another row of police, and then another row of police, and then another row of police. You're like, man, how do he even go pee?
He He can't. True.
Right. How he go to the bathroom?
He pisses on the bus.
Mm. I'm serious. Like
he literally pisses on the bus.
I mean, and there's a reason why they do that. Yeah. Like, so I had a buddy of mine because I lived in D.C. before I moved out here, and I had a buddy that was Secret Service, and like the truest axiom that they understand is that if someone is willing to trade their life for another person's life, there is nothing you can do to stop them. Like if someone is truly dedicated to taking somebody out. There's exactly. not a damn thing that you can do to stop
them. They gonna get him.
So that's why it's not one Secret Service agent. It's 12. It's 20.
You're gonna have to get through
rows.
50.
Like you're gonna, it's. I mean, because again,
because you have to get through 50 contingency of them just planning. To shoot him.
Yeah, like, yep, you can take out. You can take out five, but six is gonna get you.
I'm not gonna lie.
You might, you know,
I'm you might take out 10, but it's 40.
But 11's gonna get you.
Yeah, exactly. Your life don't matter to mine as much as mine. If I'm saying it right, your life, I'm not about to protect you.
No, it's some people that are. That's
I'm
no, but
not
that's,
about to protect
dude,
you.
Some no, but that's, dude, that's right. their job.
Exactly.
That's their job.
A lot of them are ex-military, so they already go in with that mentality of
hoorah.
The job.
Yeah. Exactly. Hoorah, simplify.
I'm not about
literally
to sign up to
be that's job. You.
Can protect this guy.
Well, but
and
here's,
it doesn't
but here's
happen
the thing.
All the time.
It's a number one. It's a selective detail.
Yeah.
Like I mean, yeah, it's like you have so to much. Say I want to do it because I mean, like, let's be real. I'm quite sure the guys who were the Secret Service agents that were around Obama probably not the same Secret Service agents that are around Trump.
Yeah.
You know, because that's part of it. Am right. I willing to take a bullet
for
this person?
Yeah.
Just like,
am I will? And it's and there's to some degree. It's am I willing to take a bullet? For this office,
yeah, exactly.
Maybe, but knowing who sits in that chair,
yeah,
like
maybe
right
not.
Now, when we come home, he gonna need security, and I know
who's that.
This job better cost $5,000 a day. Fuck 700. 6ix9ine. When 6ix9ine come home from jail, he got a
Tekashi.
He got a $10 million record deal when he come home. He gonna need security, and you just told on a. One of the biggest New York blood gangs.
I mean, I would figure somebody would be his security though. Before the simple fact is, they know it's people that just want.
I mean,
the money.
They might be getting a check. That don't mean when it comes down to it, they gonna.
It's some people don't give a fuck about him being a child.
They might get out the way.
No, yeah. you'll get the Blackburn folks.
Why
you'll get
want to risk your life. I'm not doing that.
But dude, look at the guys that do the like the security in the Middle East. You know, you know, dude, and they get a shit ton. Because here's the thing. If you're willing to throw enough money at a problem, the problem can go away.
The problem get fixed.
So no, the $700 guys ain't gonna take that job.
No. Right.
The $5,000 guys probably ain't gonna take that job. The $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a day guys,
oh my
they
God.
Taking that job.
They'll take that job,
and they with you all year,
and they don't care.
And he with like, you all, he with you all year long. Watching
if
your kids.
Something happens, all right, there's 10 other people waiting to pay us that money.
Right.
I mean, it's bad. It's bad cred for them if something happens. But
yeah,
you know, dude,
seriously.
But then you look at the aftermath. Hey, because again, this is the whole contingency planning thing. We told him not to go to that concert. We told him
exactly.
not to go.
It
do
was
that.
A
we
high
told,
risk.
We
situation.
Told him risk. We there. We
but,
told him not to, and he chose
people.
To do it anyway.
Right, putting their job, making their job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I watched them do that video in Chicago, I'm not being your security for this. Chicago
but he was in and out the car so fast.
But I didn't.
He was in and out
known,
the car in seconds, man.
How would I have known that you was gonna do it for seconds? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, they told
they
him.
They could have came straight out like.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, they could have.
They don't play out there.
Yeah, but he was in and out without nobody knowing exactly his location. Yeah. He knew.
He did it for like 3 seconds.
He did.
Seconds.
Some people, you gotta see.
He flew
are
all
they
Chicago
really trying to get him
three.
That?
Man. Yeah, clout chasing.
I'm just saying, like, to that point where they, like, you got certain hitmen.
I got 20 million views on that.
Man.
That was some money.
Sometimes black, you know, not to be, you know, but sometimes, most of our culture people, they not, they're, you have some hitmen, don't get me wrong, but some of them, when they just out trying to be gang, they not really got the whole focus down, like, somebody that's their job is to go in there, take you out, and keep it
is
going.
Is it a sniper or is it a spray and pray?
You know what I'm saying? It's a difference. Like, they're not going to come up on that much security versus somebody that's in the window. They like, oh, there you go. Blop, he's dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a different with the skill set.
Yeah, I'll take you out from 3 blocks away on a rooftop.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And ain't nobody going to nobody's going to find me.
Yeah, nobody's going to stop you.
Because where's he about to have to do his shows? in these parts.
Yeah, but it's like you said, like he don't have security.
He's not a Trump. He's not a Trump where
yeah, he's not going to have us.
And everybody just don't have them guts to be like, I'm about to go out in the middle of the street.
Compton, California. Trump don't got to go to Compton. Tekashi do.
He don't. He doesn't have to. Because his fans going to go where he go. If they say, well, we going to be in Pasadena, then they going to go to Pasadena.
Mm-hmm. It's worse than Pasadena.
Even people that aren't his fans.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying, though.
Yeah, but
he going to have to go wherever they...
His people, you know what I'm saying? His fan following.
His fan base is basically hood.
But I'm saying, they go to where the stadium is. Like, oh, you here, we here. Because that's what fans do.
Man, hell, I
you know how many people drive down here from 2-3 hours away just to go see a concert?
I'm going to New Orleans to see K Tronada. If that isn't dedication,
dude, I'm trying to
rationalize
going to Los Angeles.
Do it.
For a con.
Do it.
This thing, it's like every 80s first wave band that I love at this one day, May 2nd. It's ridiculous.
I mean,
how stacked it is. And I'm like,
people,
I can probably.
How far would y'all go to see an icon or to see your favorite pop star? Where did you go?
I almost went to Spain to see Highly Suspect.
And what stopped you?
Not wanting to go to Spain and not knowing how to speak the language.
That was the only thing that stopped you?
The language barrier. Yeah, going to another...
If you knew a little bit of the lingo,
I would have gone. Like, I was on the page to buy the tickets, and I was like, Court, what are you doing? You don't even speak Spanish. You don't even know where to go. You would be going by yourself. Is this what you want to do?
And this is how you wind up in a slavery ring.
Exactly. What? By yourself.
Literally. And C-Dex was never seen.
Ain't nobody that highly suspect ain't even thinking about you, girl.
Yeah. No, not at all.
They didn't even see you in the crowd?
No.
Not to go by myself.
I was so close to them, though, last weekend.
Okay, then.
Fuck. That was, shit.
That was awesome.
It was so good.
It's a rock band.
Yeah, it was great.
You, what's up, man? Who you go see? Who you go see? Out the state of who made you come to Las Vegas to see him? New York.
A female. It wasn't no singer.
Okay, then.
I'm about to say who.
She made you come far and wide.
It wasn't that far. I went to Chicago.
That's 3 hours. That's enough.
But I didn't drive,
though.
She asked me to come that day.
You left out that day, though?
I went on a plane.
That day?
It take me 30 minutes.
Right. That day?
A half an hour.
Yeah. You did it that day?
Yes.
Oh, that's sweet.
I get
you. I feel like a
sucker. You the shit.
I went to Phoenix from Boston for a girl. I get
it. Yeah, you the shit.
Right. I don't know if I ever did. Did I? No.
No, I ain't never went nowhere
sadly,
like that either.
I gotta run.
Okay. I was about to say, what's
party party?
Yeah.
Okay, fellas.
832.
Women, ladies.
He going somewhere.
Dude, appreciate y'all tapping in.
This is the V Life Crew. ADC Banks, Hugh, and Anthony Anderson.
Thank you for tuning in. Even if you didn't.
We'll talk to you next Friday on podcastdetroit.com. V Life.
Peace. V Life. Peace.